Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. There is a growing recognition across many parts of society that we are losing the ability to pay attention in any sustained or meaningful way. This is not simply a moment of distraction caused by technology, although that plays a part. It is a result of the pace at which we live, the volume of information we are expected to process, and the pressure to keep moving from one task to the next without pausing long enough to see what is actually happening around us. When attention becomes fragmented, relationships suffer, empathy weakens, and the capacity to recognize what God might be doing in the ordinary moments of life becomes diminished. This week, as part of our L Plate People series, we are exploring what it means to relearn the practice of paying attention. The L Plate that you received last week, if you were here, is not only a symbol of our unfinishedness, it is a prompt to slow down. When someone is learning to drive, they are encouraged to take their time, to be deliberate, to notice things that people would otherwise miss. They are taught to check mirrors, to observe their surroundings, to anticipate movement, and remain aware of what is happening apart from steering the car. In many ways, that's a helpful metaphor for discipleship, what it means to be a learner of Jesus. Following Jesus requires more than belief or good intentions. It requires attentiveness to God, to others, and to ourselves. Without attention, faith becomes theoretical. With attention, faith becomes embodied. It becomes part of us. One of the most striking features of Jesus' ministry is the way he pays attention, the way he notices people that others overlook. He sees Zacchaeus in a tree when the crowd is focused on the parade. He sees a woman reaching for the hem of his garment while the crowd is pressing in around him. He sees a disabled man sitting by a pool who has been overlooked by others for decades. He sees the children who have been dismissed by his disciples, and he welcomes them and blesses them. He sees a widow placing two small copper coins in the temple treasury. Jesus' attention is not random, it's intentional. He pays attention because he understands that love, real love, begins by noticing, by paying attention. You cannot care about what you do not see. You cannot care about what you do not see. For many of us, the challenge is not that we don't want to pay attention. The challenge is that our lives are structured in such a way that it makes attention difficult. We rush from one commitment to the next. We multitask constantly. We fill silence with noise. We treat interruptions as inconveniences rather than opportunities. over time, this way of living becomes normal, and we stop realizing how much we are missing. We miss the subtle signs that someone is struggling. We miss the small moments of joy that could lift our spirits. We miss the quiet nudges of the Spirit that invite us to respond with compassion or curiosity. We miss the opportunity to be present, really present, with the people we love. And we miss the possibility that God might be speaking in ways that require us to be still so that we can hear him. The L plate is a reminder that attention or attentiveness is something that we can relearn. It is not a personality trait designed or reserved for contemplative people. It is a discipline that can be cultivated through practice. When we place the L plate somewhere visible, it becomes a small interruption to our daily patterns. It asks us to pause, to slow down, even briefly, and consider what we might be overlooking. It invites us to approach our day with the mindset of a learner and not an expert. Someone who is open, curious, and willing to be surprised. One of the most helpful ways to begin relearning attention is to choose one moment every day and to choose to be fully present in that moment. Not distracted, not rushing, but be present. It does not require extra time or special conditions. It simply requires a desire to slow down and pay attention. It might be the moment you make your morning coffee, the moment you're waiting at a traffic light, the moment you sit down to eat, the moment you speak with a neighbour or a friend, or the moment you walk from one room to another. In that moment, you slow down enough to notice what is happening around you. You pay attention to your surroundings, your thoughts, your emotions, and the people near you. You resist the urge to rush. You allow yourself to be present. This practice may feel small, but it has a cumulative effect. When we begin to pay attention in one area of our life, we often find that our awareness expands to the other areas as well. We start to notice when someone's tone of voice sounds different. We notice when someone is tired or withdrawn. We notice when someone is trying to share something important but hesitates. We notice when someone needs encouragement, or when someone needs space, or when someone needs simply to be heard. Attention becomes a form of care, and care is a form of discipleship, of learning to follow Jesus. Attention also changes the way we see God. Many people assume that God speaks through dramatic moments or spiritual highs, but the story of the Bible suggests otherwise. God often speaks through quietness, through ordinary encounters, and the daily unfolding of life. When Elijah expected God to appear in the wind or the earthquake or the fire, he discovered instead that God was present in a gentle whisper. When Jacob fell asleep on a stone in the middle of nowhere, he woke up saying, "Surely the Lord was in this place and I was not aware of it." Attention helps us to recognize the presence of God in places we previously overlooked. There is also a communal element to attention. When a church or a congregation becomes a community that pays attention, it becomes a place where people feel seen. Many people carry the quiet fear that they are invisible. Their struggles go unnoticed and that their presence doesn't matter. When a congregation practices attentiveness, those fears begin to fade. People feel valued when they are noticed. They feel respected when they are listened to. They feel welcomed when someone takes the time to understand their story. Attention builds trust, and trust creates conditions for growth and for learning. This week, the invitation is to treat your L plate as a reminder to slow down and pay attention. And if you don't yet have an L plate, there are a few left on the steward's desk outside after you leave. And we've also got a bunch of L plate stickers that you can take and you can put on your top to remind you, or you can put them anywhere you like, except on the outside of your car. That's illegal. This week, the invitation is for the L plate is a reminder to slow down and pay attention. Not a dramatic or burdensome way, but small, deliberate moments. When you see the L plate, let it prompt you to look up from your routine. Let it encourage you to notice the people around you. Not just the ones in your immediate circle, but the ones who cross your path each day. The cashier at the checkout, the driver in the taxi who picks you up, the people and the receptionist in the doctor's surgery. The list is endless. Notice the people around you, not in a nosy way, but in a loving way. Let it remind you that God is present in your life in many ways, many of which you haven't recognized because you haven't been paying attention. Let it help you to resist the urge to rush through your day without awareness. We are not trying to become perfect observers. We are simply trying to become more present. We are trying to create space in our life for connection, for compassion, and for curiosity. We are trying to follow Jesus in a way that reflects his attentiveness to the world that he loved. And we are trying to become a congregation where people feel seen, heard, and valued. As we continue this series, remember that learning to pay attention is not about adding another task to an already full life. It's about shifting the posture with which you move through the life you already have. It's about recognizing that discipleship happens in ordinary moments each day, not in the extraordinary ones. And it is trusting that God is at work in ways that become visible when we slow down enough to notice. May this be our posture for this week as L Plate people. Amen.